Welcome back to Computers 2K8 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Online we have Tammy Neely. Tammy, you there?
I'm here.
Hey. Tammy, Tammy is an identity theft risk management specialist and director of communication for LifeLock.
That's a lot to have on a business card.
Tammy, I just use the LifeLock stuff.
First question, what is your social security number? And
well, you know what? To be honest with you, my social security number is
3204-0726. I bet you she uses LifeLock. It's just a guess. Just a guess. Hi, Tammy. My name's Jim.
Good morning.
And I'm unknown. Hey. So, does it really work?
It does work.
Okay. That's good enough.
Next caller.
How does it work? What actually happens here?
What we do is there's a series of safeguards that we put in place for members. Now, what you need to know is that I would say half of what we do, consumers can do on their own for free. They're just not doing. So we're a service of convenience as far as that goes. So we place fraud alerts for our members, which anybody can do for free with the major credit bureaus. And that's just a red flag on your account. So if anyone, including you, tries to go open a new line of credit, extend a line of credit, get a loan, anything like that, you're going to get a phone call first to make sure that it's you. But you have to know that those fraud alerts expire every 90 days. So we renew those for you. You never have to think about it. We just constantly set and renew those for you.
Mm-hmm.
We also, after you have those pre-approved credit card offers and all those junk mail lists, just different things that may put you at risk, for thieves going through your trash or getting to your mailbox before you, we're going to request your credit reports for you. Now, again, those three things are what any consumer can do on their own
right
today. But in addition to that, part of our program is called eRecon, where we're patrolling these black market websites, chat rooms, where identities are being bought and sold, traded every single day. So we're checking for our members' information, for social security numbers, for driver's license numbers, credit card numbers that they use when they sign up for our service. So we're on the lookout for their information being traded back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then additionally, we have a program called True Address, where we're checking our member addresses against the change of address database of U.S. Postal Service, because we're finding that a lot of identity thieves out there are going out, getting your mail before you, going to the post office saying, I'm Jim, but please send my mail to Rhode Island. That's where I live now. And then you're not seeing your mail for a few days, and they're capturing a lot of your personal information that comes every day to you in the mail.
Rhode Island. That would be nice. Maybe I should move to Rhode Island. That would probably, hey, that's a good idea. My mail's going there already. I might as well go follow my mail.
But the great thing about LifeLock, too, is that we know there's no 100% bulletproof way to stop identity theft. So we've got a $1 million guarantee saying that, hey, if you become a victim, call us. We've got your back. We're going to do all the heavy lifting, all at our expense, up to $1 million. And we're about 1.2 million members right now, and only 158 people have ever had to call us to invoke that guarantee. So
and
we feel that what we're doing is working.
And out of these 158 people, how many did you save?
We have remediated every single one of them, or we've either completed it or we're in the process of completing it. But everyone has gotten exactly what they needed back in the standing that they were before they became a victim of identity theft.
Wow. The question that most people would ask is, how much does it cost?
For adults, it's $10 a month, $110 a year. And we also protect children's identities. So a lot of parents don't think about their kids. And we do a lot of those, all of those same steps as well for children for $25 a year or $2.50 a month.
Interesting.
Now, I have an evil twin that gives out my business card and bar.
I bet.
Gets me in more trouble. I'm like, can you help me with that?
I'm afraid that I can't help you with your twin brother.
He's an evil twin. Looks just like me.
Tammy, I don't know if it's a downer or what, but there were reports that when, I guess, is he your boss, the guy on TV?
Yes, Todd Davis. Yes, he's
our CEO. Yeah, he actually fell into a trap with giving his social security. I don't remember exactly what it was, but they said, you see, it doesn't work. There were some reports that really slammed it.
Didn't someone get a driver's license in his name or something?
You know, there's a lot of reports out there that people have gotten driver's license in his name, but let's think about it. Todd Davis, it's kind of a common name.
Yeah.
We have researched in all 50 states, and there's no one using his name except for him for a driver's license.
Okay.
Now, I will be honest with you. Yes, in July of 07, a young man in the Fort Worth area was able to go out and obtain a payday loan using Todd's information. So he didn't necessarily steal Todd's identity. Todd puts it on our website and in every commercial for you to see his identity. So he borrowed his identity. But what that proves is that the system isn't foolproof.
Absolutely.
And that's why that $1 million guarantee
I'm glad you said that, because it always, I mean, when you admit that you're not perfect, that's a good thing in my book.
Yeah, well, we know we're not going out there and we're not telling you this, we're the answer. Absolutely not. We're going to tell you how to take these steps on your own. There's things that you can do today on your own without spending a dime. We want to tell you that. And if you're the kind of person that, you know, mows your own lawn, changes your own oil, you know, you're a do-it-yourself kind of person, do it.
Now,
but if you're like, and you tend to forget about things like that, pay somebody to do it for you.
The email that Christina sent me with that scenario of you buying something on the web, I mean, you know, you're not trying to do anything wrong, and you're following the rules, and it's all under SSL, and you're safe and all that, and somebody is getting, at the other end, somebody's getting your credit card legitimately with the CVV code, and...
Yep.
And then, sure, they can take that and sell it.
Absolutely.
So how do you know?
How do you know when someone's doing that?
No, how do you know who to trust and who not to? I mean, you know, it's we always used to say, and I'm an internet service provider, so I always tell people, you know, you have to make sure you're going to an SSL site when you give those that kind of information, so it encrypts it. But
absolutely.
Sheesh, it's the other side can just take it and say, oh, hey, you know, I've got something I can sell here.
See, I make it even easier for our listeners. I allow them to call in and just give me their credit card over the air. And that way, I have it secure here for them. So in case they ever lose it, I have it here for them.
That's a great idea.
So I try.
Don't give people any ideas. So what do people do when they go on the internet to buy something and they go to a legitimate site? But somehow, somewhere, there is a person who is looking to harm them.
Well, first of all, I would tell you and anyone listening today, when you're going and shopping online, don't do it on a public network where anybody can be accessing, you know, what you're doing. Anybody can be looking at it with you. Make sure you're doing it on a closed network, making yourself less vulnerable to other people coming in and seeing that. But I wouldn't necessarily be afraid of shopping online, afraid of that, because, you know, if someone does get your bank account information, your bank is, I mean, I don't want to say you're going to be out $50, but your bank is only going to hold you responsible for $50 as long as you report it within 60 days.
Right.
That you've noticed a change or that you've noticed a problem. And yes, that's still $50 that you're out that you shouldn't have spent. But you're not as vulnerable shopping online as many people think you are. Where I believe you're most vulnerable is, are you guys familiar with LimeWire and that file sharing?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good. Well, as you know, when you download that and you click through next, one of the boxes that's already checked is share all the files on my computer. So many people go on there to share music or videos or things like that. Well, as you're loading the software, or your teenagers or anybody in your home is loading software, if you're not reading what you're clicking through, you're sharing all your files.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw a big spike in identity theft during the tax season, because if you've got LimeWire and you just clicked through and loaded it on, or your child did, or your spouse did, or whomever in your household did, and you did your taxes online like I did with TurboTax, and then you saved it as 2007 federal tax return, anybody with LimeWire that has their computer, you know, online, anybody can go in and type 2006 federal tax return in LimeWire, and it will pull up anybody who has LimeWire that named their file that, and you have access now to their name, address, date of birth, social security number, if they've got children or spouses, names, social security numbers, if they're lucky enough to get a return, or were lucky enough to get a return, and they want it direct deposited, you now have their bank account number. So that's one-stop shopping. So that's where, I would say that's where people are most at risk and don't even realize it. So if you're a parent out there, or you have anyone else living in your home that you're sharing your computer with, check to see if you have LimeWire on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Take it off. Download it again the smart way. Be smart so you know what is on your computer and how you're putting yourself at risk.
Better yet,
don't
remove it and don't reinstall it.
Exactly.
Here's something.
Wow.
Along that same line, what I usually a tip I usually give people is when you're going to do, like you're going to save your tax for your tax as a PDF or whatever, don't save it on your hard drive. Save it on an external thumb drive. Plug the thumb drive in. Save it to that thumb drive. Pull the thumb drive out and store that thumb drive so you know that you have it, but it's not on the machine. So if something, someone should steal that machine, falls into someone else's hands, that thumb drive is still in your house or in a safe deposit box or somewhere where they don't have all that personal information.
And that goes for your tax return. That goes if you have decided that you wanted to put all of your credit card numbers and your bank account numbers and all of your passwords on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And you wanted to save the file credit card numbers. I can tell you right now, if you go into LimeWire and you type that in, you're going to find hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of files people all over the country doing that. So just be smart about that, too. And like you said, put that on an external drive.
So, Tim, if you wanted to forward me your tax return, I'd be more than happy to store that on my external drive. That
would,
for safekeeping, purely for safekeeping. And there'll be a charge for that, $19.95 a month. Just give me your credit card over the year, and we can take that process, too.
Okay.
So I'm all about helping.
So tell me, how do people, where do people go to in order to get the service? Do they go online or do they call?
You can go online and check us out at lifelock.com. I would say check us out with the Better Business Bureau, too. Do your homework, figure out who we are and what we do, and if it's something that you want to do on your own. Don't sign up for LifeLock just because you heard it today. Please be smart and do what's best for you. And then, again, if you have any questions, our toll-free number is 1-800-LifeLock.
Okay. You're saying you are also working on you're also protecting kids.
Yes.
And parents many times don't understand, why do I have to protect my kid? I mean, he doesn't file taxes. He doesn't, you know.
He never listens to me anyway.
Right. The reason that you need to do that is, you know, your Social Security number, the Social Security number period is tied to financial records, employment records. Now, our children, you know, a lot of times we may have set up a bank account for them, but we've definitely taken them to the doctor, the dentist. So there's a variety of places that we've had to give our children's Social Security number out. And, you know, how are these third parties protecting their information?
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing breaches on a daily basis with universities, with doctor's offices, with just major retailers that we shop with every day. It may not be our Social Security number with the retailers, but, you know, name and address and things like that. But, you know, with our children, their information is at risk, too. And we're seeing so frequently, I would say this is the largest growing segment of the population that's targeted because parents don't think to check for their children's information. So we're seeing so much more frequently that illegal aliens are going out and buying children's Social Security numbers and using it to obtain employment in this country.
Mm.
So one of the things that LifeLock does for children and, you know, what any parent can do today is to reach out to the Social Security Administration and ask for a work history for your child's Social Security number. Obviously, you want to see if they don't have a work history. But if they do, that's a huge red flag that there's a problem.
Absolutely,
And if the kid is 16 and he doesn't show a work history yet, tell him, get out there and get a job.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Summertime. Get out there and get a job.
Well, I must say, $10 a month is not much.
Not at all.
For this type of and now you see when you see the commercial, you say, oh yeah, right. But you explain it. I mean, now that I understand exactly what you're doing, it's very, I think it's worth it. I think I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, and the idea of being up front saying, you can do all the stuff yourself. I mean, you can get your credit report. You can call the credit agencies and lock down your own stuff. But I didn't know it was only for 90 days.
Yeah. If you've been a victim of identity theft, if you can prove that you've been a victim,
uh-huh.
you can set that fraud alert for 7 years. But if you have yet to be a victim, it's just 90 days. The bureaus think they make an assumption that you're going to forget about it and that it can lapse. Once you place that fraud alert, they can't sell your information to direct marketing associations. So once you place that fraud alert, you're essentially stopping them from making money by selling your personal information.
So if I tell them my evil twin has been giving out my business card in bars, then you think that'll qualify for that 7 years?
Try it. I can't say yes or no, but it's always worth a try.
This is good stuff.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
And you know what? Another thing that I want
to know. Absolutely.
If you're going to request your credit report, if you're that do-it-yourself kind of person, make sure you're going to the correct website.
Absolutely.
Annual, annualcreditreport.com is where you get it free. There's flashy commercials out there just as nice as LifeLock that say freecreditreport.com, but they're going to make you pay for an additional
right.
service before they give that to you for free. So the place that you get it for free is annualcreditreport.com.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. And I'll tell you something. I'd like to do this again someday.
Great.
This is interesting, but I wasn't ready for this, and I don't want to discuss it on the air. But I want to do it again.
This is
more preparation.
This is quality material that I'm with Amnon. It's like, you know what, for $100 a year, that's coverage that you don't have to worry about. I'm all over that.
Absolutely.
So I'll be using Amnon's information.
All right, Tammy.
All right,
thanks,
guys. Have a great day.
Thank
you.
You
too. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.